Hello everyone and welcome to this very special Leamington Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now, today's a real special show because I'm going to start a new topic off here called Love Lem, and that's inspired by the hashtag on Twitter, Love Lem, funny enough. But the beauty is, what I would love to hear is why you love your local town. Now, I've caught up with Ernie Boxall, and it's literally just me and him just chatting a little bit about Leamington. Now, if you haven't been, it's beautiful and I would always recommend visiting different places. However, the hashtag love wherever can't be taken anywhere else. So I would love to hear why you love your local town. Anyway, let's get cracking with part one. So this is part one of this interview with me and Ernie talking about why we love Lem. One thing we're going to be starting to do on the Leamington Hour radio show is what we call tabletop topics. Could be a bit of a tongue twister, but we'll see how it goes. And this is going to be the first tabletop topic with Ernie Boxall. So Ernie rejoins us after his show and interview a couple of weeks ago. So thank you very much for joining us, Ernie.
Thank you, Gary.
And we're going to be talking about the first topic, which is all about Leamington and Warwick. It's a lovely place. I'm passionate about it. I know you are too.
Yes.
So we're just going to be spending a bit of time talking about Leamington and Warwick, is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely, that's fine.
Lovely. So how long have you lived around here?
I've been in Leamington for 2 years.
Okay.
Lived in Kenilworth for 8.
Mm-hmm.
My partner was offered a work or a move into Aviemore.
Okay.
And at the time I decided that Aviemore was probably not for me to start work again or to look for more work.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that she would go to Aviemore and I had to look for new premises. She helped me to find the Charles Watson Court, where I am at the moment.
Okay.
In Lillington.
Yep.
Wonderful place, very, very quiet. 40 rooms with people who make very little noise. It's, 10 minutes walk from the town.
Yep.
And ideally suited for buses, and quite a nice place to store my bike as well.
Yeah, no, I've lived around Leamington for all my life. My first kind of dwellings, I suppose you can call them, was my parents, and they lived in the Woodlows for literally 4 years, 1 and 2. And then we moved into Kinross Road in Lillington, and then settled actually in Keir Close, which is not a million miles away from Charles Watson Court. It's literally around the corner.
Right.
And I used to go to school with one of the daughters of one of the, I think they were called guardians or kind of person who was responsible for Charles Watson Court.
Right.
So I know it well.
Uh-huh.
I really know it well. There was a little corridor where we used to sit in between their house and kind of the main meeting area.
I know it,
So I know exactly where you are.
Wonderful.
Really.
Wonderful.
But yeah, it's a lovely area, man. Really quiet, really blissful. It's beautiful. And now I'm living in Warwick, which is, again, absolutely amazing.
Warwick I don't know too much about.
No.
It's not been a place I've visited very often.
No.
Which is unusual.
Well, to be fair, it isn't. It took me 5 years. No, probably when I was about 21, so about 12, 13 years ago.
Yes.
When I actually went to Warwick properly for one of the first times.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's,
yeah.
It is absolutely stunning. There's loads of parks with St. Nick's. There's obviously the Warwick tennis courts, which has got loads of sections there. You got the castle. Have you been to the castle?
Been to the castle twice.
Okay.
I am a complete lover of Kenilworth Castle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I much prefer Kenilworth Castle to Warwick Castle, so that's just a personal
choice.
But I remember one time I did go to Warwick was for Warwick Words.
Okay,
and
so what's Warwick Words? Because I haven't heard of that before.
Well, for my part was as a poet.
Okay.
And they have an evening where we visit as many pubs as we can in the evening.
Yeah.
Just saying a poetry to the the people in the pub.
Okay, so it's a poetry call almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And they still do that?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as I know. But at the time I had 6 or 7 poems.
Yeah.
And after the first four or five pubs, everybody'd heard my poem. So, but I have a few more written now, so I might think about joining again.
Well, okay, well, let's check it out, because that could be quite cool. And that's something that I haven't heard of, to be honest. That's right. That's good.
No, certainly the meet, as I say, it's a pub call with poets reading their own work.
Nice. So, in terms of kind of the table topic, there's two hashtags that people use when they're normally talking about Leamington or Warwick. The one for Leamington is Love Lem.
Yes.
And the other one is Warwick Rocks.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have the organisation Warwick Rocks, who organises festivals in Warwick, like the Outdoor Cinema, the Chili Festival, the Food and Drink, just to name a few. Chocolate Festival, there's loads.
Now, those I don't know about don't at you? All, no.
Oh, well, check it out. Warwick Rocks is really cool. It's headed by a guy called Jack Linseed. He's really good. Right. There's loads of really cool events. They've just had the Chili Festival this weekend.
Yeah.
Sorry. Last two weekends, if you listen to this on the radio, so really good.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I just want to discuss. We'll take Leamington Moor because obviously you know Leamington Moor. So, what's your favourite thing about Leamington at the moment?
It would be the architecture.
Okay.
My daughter is at the Canterbury University.
Mm.
And she's never been to Leamington. She came up 2 weeks ago and was absolutely knocked out with the Elizabethan terraced architecture, the white buildings.
Okay.
She'd spent some time in London, along the Edgware Road and all that, and it reminded her of the Edgware Road and quite posh parts of London around Hyde Park. She was absolutely taken with Leamington.
Oh, wow.
Which was nice. So it's the architecture, favourite places. I've got a very good friend who is, I think we call him the head gardener at Jefferson Gardens, and he also works on all the plants and all the hanging gardens or hanging baskets. Mm-hmm. So it's always nice to see the colours.
I must admit, Leamington and Bloom, which is an organisation that is promoting Leamington as a as a place for beauty and flowers and that kind of thing. I'm sure I've probably got that wrong, but Leamington and Bloom works very hard to do that, and it's just not one person who can do that. It's a team of individuals, but there's always one person who's passionate, and that's their particular role.
I wonder if anybody else has got a sensory garden.
Yes.
I wonder if there's another one around. There's certainly not one in Nuneaton where I lived.
There's St. Nick's, which is the other main part around here, hasn't really got anything like that.
No,
but then Jefferson Gardens has got a sense of history. It has got the memorial statues there, which does place it apart from a lot of different places, which is cool. My favourite part of Leamington actually is in Jefferson Gardens. There's a little bridge that links the two parks together.
Yeah.
And there's a lovely little waterfall there. And I love it. Yeah. And it's just down some steps. It's beautiful. Yes. Really relaxing. And actually, I want to give a shout out to Michelle Abelhall at this point, because she took a photo after the Leamington Business Show of her bike on the railings on this particular space. And it's my favourite photo ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know Michelle.
I love it. And she just captured what I love about Leamington.
Yes.
I love the architecture, I love the community, I love the tranquil parks that we've got, but also we've got such a good independent love of shops and shopping and business owners.
That's it.
That's brilliant.
I mean, I think one of the first jobs I remember was working in the art studio.
Okay.
Along the walk where all the restaurants are now.
Of course, because
the Arts Trail.
Yes, because you'd had your when you first opened there. That's where it was.
Yeah.
I can remember seeing pictures. I think there's still pictures on Facebook and Twitter about that. Yeah.
Independent art. Now, that has gone, unfortunately, I think, for all the restaurants. But in terms of international eating, there can't be many places that have the variety that Leamington has there.
No. Well, there's pretty much something for everyone. I'm I'm guessing, because even, yeah, there must be, there's loads.
Yeah.
And Warwick is, again, a plethora of, I know you're obviously, you're not too sure.
No.
You haven't been there that much, but again, for a town of that size, it packs a punch.
Yeah.
It does pack a punch. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we're going to finish it there, and then we're going to be coming back in the second part.
Lovely.
And we're going to be talking about some of the other places that we love around the area.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that, yeah, we looking forward to in Leamington and Warwick, or actually would love to see, and then sum it up.
Great.
Is that all right?
That's fine, Gary.
Now, here are 10 simple ways that you can get involved with Leamington Hour straight away. Now, I'm going to break it down into days of the week to make it easier. So on Monday, at 6:30 in the morning, I drop an email into your inbox, which is the first Leamington Hour newsletter. Now, this is full of useful hints, tips, links to blogs, links to podcasts, links to radio shows. Gives you really cool information, and you can use social media to sign up for that, or go to www.leamingtonhour.co.uk for more details. Later on Monday, between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening, we have a Leamington Hour radio show, which is on Radio Warwickshire. Now, most of the interviews that you will hear on the podcast would have been on the Radio Warwickshire show. So if you do want to hear more interviews with more people before the podcast comes out, then tune in to Radio Warwickshire every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30. On Wednesday, it is Leamington Hour Day. So once a month, we have a monthly workshop, which happens normally between 11:00 to 1:00 1:00 PM. Now, this ranges from different skills, ranging from Twitter, podcasting, blogging, content creation. There's 4 or 5 different workshops available, and again, you can check it out on the Eventbrite page or on the website. But they're there to help you develop and grow you and your business. Later on Wednesday, between 4 and 5, there's Leamington Hour on Twitter. All you need to do is type in hashtag Leamington Hour into the search box and just join them in the conversation. If you're not too sure about what a networking hour is, on my blog, I've just released a how to use a networking hour, and there's also a workshop about it as well. So if you're not too sure, give me a shout, I can send it over to you. Later on that day, straight after the hour, you've actually got a repeat of a Leamington Hour radio show on Radio Warwickshire. And straight after that, at 6:00, it's available to download. So if you did miss it and you want to download it, check it out on Audioboom, and that's another way of getting in touch. Once a month then, on Wednesday, which is why I say Wednesday is Leamington Hour Day, because there's so much going on, we have the Leamington Hour networking event, which happens once a month in different locations in and around Leamington. And these are fantastic. If I don't say so myself, you've got 2 guest speakers at every event, plus also open networking before and after. And it's a great way of getting into networking, but it's also a great way of meeting new people. So let us know if you do want to get in touch and do want to attend one of those. You can become a member, which is cheaper, or you can just pay as you go. Thursday, you can have a day off. And Friday, you've got another newsletter, which again has local information, hints, tips, blogs. Loads of cool stuff coming to you at 6:30 in the morning. And also, this Leamington Hour podcast comes out as well. So subscribe to it on iTunes, check it out on Audioboom, check it out on the blog, because it gets posted straight onto there. But there are the 10 ways you can get involved with Leamington Hour each month. Let's get cracking with part 2 of Why Me and Ernie Love Lem. Cool, so we're back now for part 2 of the tabletop discussion, or tabletop topic. I like tabletop discussions. What do you reckon?
Tabletop discussions. Tabletop topics after 4 pints would be...
This is very true. By the way, we haven't drank anything yet.
Nothing at all.
So, I'm just... Yeah, if you believe us, that's fine. So, other places you have visited. Let's go back to it. So, we've spoken about Leamington. We've spoken about Warwick and why we live here and that kind of thing. For me, there's one place that is a real kind of hidden treasure around here. It's just outside of Leamington, and it's a little place called Wrighton Pools. Have you heard of it before?
I thought that was Coventry Way, but
it kind of is, right. Yeah, to be fair. It's classed as Coventry,
right.
But do you know what? It's lovely. You've got a couple of different reservoirs there,
yes.
And you've got, it's just so quiet. You can go for a walk, you can go for a drive, you can go for a little bike ride. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So for me, my little kind of hidden gem round here is going to be just outside of Leamington at that place.
Yeah.
There's loads of places in Leamington, but the other places, if you lived around here, but you might not have heard of, Wrighton Pools is right up there for me.
You see, that's interesting, Gary, because we're both business people.
Yeah.
And yet the two places we would pick are quiet.
Yes.
I remember taking a quiet client of mine to do some work around Ufton and around the nature walk.
Okay,
in Ufton. It provided us, beautiful sunny day, provided us with a good walk. Pieces of fence, benches that we could do some exercises on.
Yeah.
And it was a 5-minute drive from his home. It was ideal.
Perfect.
And the other place that springs to mind is the all the area around the Red Lion at Hunningham.
Okay, yeah.
Wonderful pub. And I remember going there. There was a writers' club
there,
and the first time I went to the Red Lion, sat outside waiting for the other members, heard a squawking in the field over the road, and it was two crows were fighting a hawk to keep it away from, and it was like watching a World War II air fight.
Okay.
You know, they really were diving and swerving. And then just recently I took a good friend and we actually had a walk over those fields by the river. Again, very, very pleasant. So they would be my areas.
Oh, brilliant. It is interesting that we've chosen more secluded, more quiet areas.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some psychology behind that. Because I've got maybe two or three other places which I'll probably share in future table topic ones. But yeah, for me, Wrighton Pools, yours, the Hunningham area, Red Lion, the Ufton.
Ufton.
Brilliant. So let's look forward a little bit. So let's think, okay, so Leamington for me has got loads of events happening. And it's great that you can have a food festival, a peace festival, an arts festival, a workshop wellbeing festival, all within the space of a couple of months.
Yeah.
Plus also a carnival, a food and drink. There's loads.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to in the future for Leamington and Warwick?
Certainly for Leamington, it would be more of those community events. I know you're going to go on to this, but and I'll not enter into the politics of it, but I want to see Leamington businesses going forward, no matter what the result.
So, okay, so yeah, we're not going to be talking about politics because that's a no-go area, but
I want to see Leamington businesses prosper.
So we've got a Leamington business show,
which
happens every February, March time. It's been over the last 2 years. It's going to carry on.
Very, very good.
Very good. Jonathan Smith, the organiser from Leamington Business Forum.
Yeah.
Cracking chap.
Yes.
And he does a great job in doing it.
I want to give him a big shout out because he gave me my first presentation.
Was that your first
at the Leamington trade show.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so for me, a big thank you to Jonathan for that.
Yeah, no, he's really good at fostering local talent, so fair play to him. And then on the other side of the year, you've got Leamington Business Awards.
Yes.
Which are organised by Karen Moore and also a committee. Absolutely brilliant award. I went there last year.
Right.
Have you been to one of those?
I haven't, no.
It's at the Pump Room Gardens. It's lovely. Absolutely. I didn't know Pump Room Gardens. It's at the Pump Rooms. And it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I may have heard of it before, but until I voted for you, Gary, I must admit it's not something that I've come across.
Cool. Okay. That's really... Yeah. Okay. Fine. So, you've got the two business kind of awards. Is there any other kind of business thing you'd like to see Leamington having like this? If you want to see businesses drive forward...
But that is it. And I don't know why, but I'm surprised when people talk about Leamington as the hub of the gaming industry. So, you know, let's take that out there. I'm a big networker, as you know, and the people who come to the Leamington Business Network, all the networks, I'm just looking for them to go forward and to make the most of whatever opportunities come here. Yeah, they're a great community, as you say.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that what we don't see are lots of empty shops in the high street.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can fill those.
Yeah.
I know we've got a thriving business committee, community.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do all we can
to
make their job as easy as possible to attract footfall into Leamington.
Cool. Because for me, that's, you've hit on the nail on the head. For me, it's all about driving footfall.
Mm.
It's being, it's promoting Leamington to say to people, look, we're here.
Yeah.
We have got a massive gaming community.
Yes.
You know, Silicon Spa generates loads of money for the community, for the UK, for apprenticeships.
Mm.
Loads of great stuff is coming out of that side of it.
Yes.
Networking side, brilliant. Business side of it, great. Retailing, brilliant. Mm. You know, we've also got Warwick University on our doorstep, which
absolutely
is a high level of activity.
Absolutely.
We've got a creative quarter that's happening in Spencer's Yard, headed up by
yes.
Adam Heap, Motion House. You know,
yes.
those guys are doing really good. So there's loads of stuff happening.
Do you know, I mean, do you know, what would you say about Warwick
in terms of
moving forward?
So for Warwick, it's thriving. You've got, obviously, the Warwick Rocks organisation, so therefore they're promoting Warwick in individual events. Film festivals pack out the square twice a year. You've got the Chocolate Festival, you've got the Bike Festival, which isn't a Warwick Rocks one, but the Bike Festival. You've got the CJ events that happen every 4 weeks at the Market Square.
Yeah.
When Warwick Rocks comes into town, you can't move in the marketplace. It's that good and
yes.
that packed. And the Warwick Food Festival is, it's just amazing.
Mm.
Absolutely amazing. The array of stuff they have there. Jack and his team does a great job. Aside from that, you've got the Warwick Folk Festival that happens every year. You have the Smith Street Party, you have Lego Handmade Fairs, you've got the Castle.
Yes.
How many more do you need? You know, there's loads of stuff happening.
Well, I know that you want to talk about one thing personally, don't you? Between the two, the cycling.
The cycling.
The road. Triathlon.
But the thing is, that's one thing that I would love to see in Leamington Warwick.
Yeah.
For me, and this is great, but this is another good thing about Leamington and Warwick. Leamington's got a 10K run called the Regency 10K.
Yeah.
Happens every month. Every year. We've got different swimming events happening in Newbold Common, but there's one, not a triathlon. And I used to be a keen triathlete,
yes.
and I did quite a few different ones around the country. I'm passionate and I want to see one in Leamington.
Right.
And I know different companies have tried to set one up. It will happen at some point. But for me, I would love to have a Leamington triathlon.
Yeah.
And I think that could promote so much more health and fitness and well-being in Leamington.
Certainly.
I know you've got a very strong well-being background.
Yes.
Is there anything in terms of well-being that you'd love to see Leamington do or you'd love to see come into Leamington?
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about what you've said. You know, you've only got to look to the geography of
mm-hmm.
Leamington and Kenilworth, Warwick to see how it would suit itself to a triathlon with a start in the town.
Yeah.
Most of the event takes the riders or the athletes out into the country,
mm-hmm.
finishing perhaps in a castle.
Yeah.
You know, what could be better than that? So
that
I could certainly see that coming together.
Yeah. Anything in terms of, obviously you've travelled, we've spoken in your last interview about your travels.
Yes.
About the philosophy behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything that on your travels that you've seen that you think Leamington needs?
Not really, because I was just looking today at Minnesota where I went and they talk about the State Fair.
Okay.
But as you were saying, you know, things like that are happening all the time,
mm.
but on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Then. So no, not really. What we've talked about, I think, would keep Leamington and Warwick going for the next 10 years.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I think we're going to finish off these tabletop topics discussions with literally just summing up the topic in one sentence.
Yeah.
So for one sentence, how would you sum up Leamington? Yeah, how would you sum up Leamington for one sentence?
Walking forward in the footsteps of history.
Oh, that's good. Where does that come from? Not in your mind, but where, you know.
The history of the fact that kings, queens, nights probably walked the roads and pathways of Leamington.
Mm-hmm.
The same pathways we're walking.
That's brilliant. I love that. I love that quote. Just repeat that for me.
Walking forward in the footsteps of history.
Now, this is why you shouldn't follow a professional speaker. Because that is just golden. Okay, so for me, if I was going to sum up with Leamington in one sentence, it will be a vibrant community of like-minded business people who care about each other.
Yeah.
For me, that sums it up. Because that's my experience in the last 2 years.
Yes.
And you can't fail to meet someone who's positive, who cares, and who wants to help.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a vibrant community of like-minded business people who care about each other.
Lovely.
Boom. Thank you so much, Ernie, for being part of the first one. Really appreciate it. And yeah, the next one's probably going to be in about a month's time, but we might have more of these mini tabletop topics with the same topic.
I'd certainly recommend people come along, Gary.
Yeah, I say it's going to be free to anyone to come along. It doesn't have to be a business person. You don't have to have business. It is literally just two people talking, relaxed, having a chat.
Wonderful.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Ernie, for spending a bit of time with me talking about this. Now, as I said before, my hometown is Leamington Spa. Your hometown is obviously going to be slightly different if you're not from around here. So I want to find out why you love your local town. Now, if you like this, and if you like the idea of using the hashtag love followed by your town, let me know on Twitter. Check it out at Leamington Hour, all one word, at Leamington Hour. And I would love to hear why you love your local town. So tag me into the post and let's get a bit of love for our local towns and cities. Now, I would love for you to join me next week. I've got a really cool guest on. So take care, everyone. Have a great week.